Greetings and a heartfelt welcome to all. I'm Esther Burkey, the passionate creator behind the book Living Without Fear, which has touched many lives, and I'm a co-creator of the Amazon best-selling Inspired Journeys. If you're eager to explore a world of endless possibilities, you've come to the right place. Know someone who could use a dose of inspiration from today's episode? Feel free to share this podcast with them. And don't forget to stay updated by subscribing to my newsletter, joining me on YouTube. And if you found value in what you heard, kindly leave a brief review or rate it on your preferred podcast platform with a sprinkle of stars. Your unwavering support truly warms my heart, and I'm deeply appreciative of each and every one of you. Thank you for being here. And today, I'd like to talk about my challenges with a broken right shoulder and a broken thumb on the left hand, and how I turn those challenges into opportunities. And believe me, I wouldn't have created a timeout for 6 weeks or 2 months, 3 months for my life. I was so happy that I could spend so much time in the mountains and teach skiing. And it has been such a wonderful experience, which ended on the very last trip, me falling down. A thing which never happened during the whole season, during the whole winter. But it is like it is, and I cannot change now the circumstances. But what I can change is my state. I can keep my state up every day, every hour, every minute. I can change my perspective. I can focus on what I have, what is still working, instead of putting my focus on what is not working anymore. So what is not working anymore with me is writing and dressing up, putting makeup. And guess this morning, I decided I will do some reels on IG, because even if I cannot put some makeup, I will show up. I will show up for you, for those who need to hear this message, because we are beautiful how we are, and we don't always have to show ourselves with beautiful clothes and beautiful makeup. I can just show up with the best version I am. So this morning, speaking to my Tony Robbins coach, I told him I'd love to be present on the video for those who really need to hear this message, for those who are suffering, or for those who have a lot of pain, and for those who don't have hope at the moment, for those who cannot focus on what they have, but they always see what they don't have. So for those people, I really want to show up now. I'm being inspiring because so many people need to hear this. And please don't think I'm so courageous all the time. No, not at all. Until now, this morning, I thought, why should I do some reels on Instagram? There are so many more people who are so more inspiring than me. Maybe they have had bigger challenges in life, and they can speak about these big challenges. And I'm here, this small person, Esther in Switzerland, who just had a ski accident and a broken shoulder and a broken thumb. And this is nothing. But then I thought, that's exactly why I want to do it. I want to break through my fears. I want to speak up for those who need it. Be for you here, send you some messages, because it's so important that we don't limit ourselves. The limits we give ourselves are only in our heads. We can be so much more resourceful. We can be so much more active when we don't put limits already in our thoughts. So that's why I showed up on Instagram, to break through my fears and to be authentic and to speak from my heart. And so my message to you in this episode is, give yourself grace and focus on gratitude. Focus on the small things in your life. Even if you're sad or disappointed, or if you have issues in your job or relationships, whatever issues you have, try to see, try to put yourself to a year from now. See yourself in a year. Life will be so different. Today, maybe you focus so much on your suffering, but it can change so quickly if you put more gratitude in your life. Gratitude is the key. It's the real key to your happiness. And you can experience so many hardships, but if gratitude is your companion, you get so much more relief and help to live a better life. And please don't take me wrong that I have everything under control at the moment. No. My mother is still at the hospital, is still suffering, still wants to die. My father is broken. He's so fragile and he's so desperate. He isn't the father anymore. He was. He started also blaming me for no reasons, but I cannot blame him. He's in such a bad state. And all I try at the moment is to just do my best with my parents. So if you're desperate at the moment, please look around you. Look at yourself. Look at what you've done in the past and find some small things which make you grateful or proud of yourself, or things you love in your person, in your personality. It's not important in life how far you come financially or how famous you become. The most important thing is how you feel about yourself. Do you feel happy with yourself? Do you feel at peace? Do you feel fulfilled at those moments? These emotions are so much more important in life. So try out to focus the next days on what you have and what you can do. And if you like, let me know what you discovered. You can share your thoughts with me on Instagram or on YouTube, or you can write me an email. Thank you, dear listener, for spending your precious time with me and being open to improve your life quality. And I cannot repeat it enough. In case You still feel worthless, and nobody seems to like you. I tell you, you're amazing. I love you, and you are a gift to everyone who crosses your path. And please remember these sentences over and over again. Have an amazing day, and talk to you next week.